Our focus now turns to Tisha B'Av. As we approach the 9 days, eventually Shabbos Chazon and Tisha B'Av, we'll spend a little bit of time discussing some of the themes and messages during this period of time. When it comes to the mourning that we do on Tisha B'Av, it's really broken down into two categories. On the one category are tragedies that have happened. As one reads through Kinos, we read about different events, different tragedies, calamities that befell the Jewish people, from the Crusades, to the Shoah, to Tachvitat, to the Inquisition, to terrible things and loss of life that the Jews fell at the hands of many of our enemies. That is one category of mourning. The other category of mourning, of course, is the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the main category. That is where everything begins. All of bad things, all of the troubles that we have stem from the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And yet, these two categories are different in our experiences. As Rabbi Soloveitchik would note, the experience of the tragedies is more easy for us to understand. It's more recent memory. There's books, there are stories, there are even survivors if we're talking about the Shoah. And yet when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, that is what the Rav described as Avelus Yeshana. We don't feel that. Our grandparents, our great-grandparents, and our great-great-grandparents did not experience the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. And every year that we continue into our exile, and every year that our Gullus continues, it makes it actually therefore much harder to appreciate what it meant to have the Beis HaMikdash. So we have to work harder to appreciate. And in fact, the story is told, a pretty powerful story. There's a few of these stories about Ethiopian Jewry as they made their way into Israel. As Michal Avera Samuel writes, she lived in Ethiopia and she thought she knew about the first Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, but they had no idea. They lived in a very sheltered world. They only knew certain things, and they eventually make their way to Israel and some amazing stories. And they get there and they say they want to see the Kotel. So they come to the Kotel, and they where are the Kohanim? The Sochnut would take people, and they would say, okay, show us the Kohanim. They said, the Kohanim? There hasn't been a temple here in 2,500 years. And they began to actually break down in tears, to cry, because they thought, what a world. What a world we're eventually going to see. We're going to leave where we lived and eventually come to Israel, come to Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, come to the Beis HaMikdash where they offered karbanos, where the Shechina was Shorah. What a world! That's the world we're waiting for. And then they get there and they don't see it. And in their lives, it was actually destroyed in front of their eyes. One of the things we have to do when we discuss Tisha B'Av is not only the tragedies and not only the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, but to understand what it meant to have a Beis HaMikdash. And the Sefer Kuzari says that when we are in exile and we don't appreciate what it was like to have the Beis HaMikdash, as we say in Kinos, not just, Bechorbana, but Bevinyana. What did it mean? What was a world in which it was much easier to connect, in which there was miracles and nisim happening all the time, which I could go and offer a karban, and that access to the Kohanim, to the Avoda, meant in a sort of easier recognition and connection to Ribono Shel Olam. That's what we're mourning for. Not just that it was destroyed, but that avenue, that vehicle, that openness for me to come to connect and to have that feeling is what we're mourning for, and hoping that it's rebuilt. So as we approach Tisha B'Av and the 9 days and get ready to really learn from the messages of Tisha B'Av, this is one of the most key, ingredients to our mourning, is that not only understanding what we lost, but what we hope to once again regain.